Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Tomb, and all the bells of heaven ring. shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's hill. Someday my labors will be ended, and all my wanderings will be o'er, and all earth's broken ties be mended, and I shall sigh and weep no more. Someday, beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday, God only knows just where and when the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion's hill. Someday the dark clouds will be lifted, and all the night of gloom be past, and all its burdens will be lifted. Thy day of rest shall dawn at last. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where and when the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell in Zion's hill.
Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3 this morning. And beginning of verse number 1, the Bible said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And this same John had his raiment of camel hair and a leather girdle about his loins. His meat was locust and wild honey, and they went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Our Heavenly Father and our God, once again this morning as we call upon your name, Lord, as we have so many times before, how we thank you, God, such a beautiful day that you've given, God, and Lord, your grace and mercy that's been shed abroad upon our lives this week, God. And Lord, I thank you for the privilege to go unto your house this morning, God, to honor you this morning, to exalt and lift up your wonderful name this morning, God, to present our bodies this morning, God, before you, and Lord, this morning to worship and honor you this morning. And I pray you get glory out of your people this morning. Wherever they're gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. I pray that you'd bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, that you'd revive your people, Lord, in these hours, these days, that we live this generation, God, that we find ourselves in this morning, God. I pray that you'd use us for your glory this morning. I pray that every man that stands this morning proclaim the truths of thy word, that you'd anoint him afresh and undergird him with power and strength this morning, oh God. I pray you'd turn him loose. Lord, just give him liberty this morning, God, to proclaim, thus saith the word of God this morning. I pray for those we made mention, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, those that are suffering, Lord, the tragedies of life, God, that you'd encourage their hearts this morning, God, those that feel like they're about to go under this morning, God, that you'd throw out the lifeline this morning, oh God, and let them know that everything is still in your hands and under your control this morning. Father, I do pray this morning, God, that the name of Jesus would be uplifted and exalted this morning all across this county, all across this state, all across this country and this world that we live in this morning, God. We know that there is coming a day when the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of God this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, and for all
all of this. I will thank you, we'll praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to continue the thought this morning concerning God's man this morning. Amen. Here we find the man of God, John the Baptist, this morning. One of the greatest preachers in the New Testament this morning, proclaiming the truths of God's word this morning. What nothing special about old John this morning. The Bible said he was clothed here in raiment of camel hair and a leather girdle. But I tell you, the man had fire in his soul this morning, had an anointing upon him this morning to make prayed the paths of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. How God has chosen through many objects to speak through this morning. He spoke through clouds. He spoke through burning bushes. He spoke through light. He spoke through the highest and the angelic beings, to the lowliest of a mule, dear friend, but none so often as the vessel of man this morning. God chose the one that we created in the image and the likeness of himself to carry his message this morning. Whether it was a message of blessing or cursing, good tidings or stern warning, through the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the disciples, the evangelists, the pastor, the preacher this morning, all were messengers from the Lord this morning. When God has something to say, it's through the channel of his messenger this morning. Amen. I realize a pastor don't make a church. Amen. A good one may encourage it, be a blessing to it. A bad one may run it in the ground, divide it. Dear friend, but the same as an evangelist don't make a revival. Amen. A good one may help it and stir it, a bad one may confuse it and hurt it. Dear friend, but I want you to know this morning, friend, the church don't belong to the pastor. Mountain View Baptist Church is my church, but not because it belongs to me, but because I belong to it. I eat off the same table as they do this morning. If the church starves, the pastor starves. Amen. If the church dies, the pastor dies. If the church gets cold, so does the pastor this morning. Amen, and vice versa. Dear friend, this morning, there's some things the Bible has to say about the man of God this morning. Dear friend, I think too many times, dear friend, that churches will settle, dear friend, for anything this morning. Amen, I said in the first message, I'll say it in every message hereafter this morning, that the church or to support, dear friend, this morning, the man of God to the highest, amen, degree this morning. That's right, brother. I believe God will bless the church this morning by how well that they take care of the man of God. Dear friend, but I also believe this morning that you are to hold the man of God to the highest standard. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he's not any better than anyone else. But brother, if he's going to lead, he's going to have to get out in front. Amen. He's going to have to hold the standard. Dear friend, this morning, he's going to have to walk the line. And brother, if there's a man going to stand over the pool pit and point a finger at me and tell me how to live, brother, bless God, he better also strive to live in that same way this morning. Now, I know he's not perfect. Amen. Dear friend, but he ought to, dear friend, put forth a great effort, dear friend, to live by the very word that he preaches this morning. I want to say, first of all, this morning concerning God's man, dear friend, above all, he ought to be a faithful man this morning. The Bible said that confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Brother, they both hurt this morning. Amen. And when the man of God's not faithful to the church, whether it's in the studying and the preaching, dear friend, whether it is in the visiting, amen. And I will say this morning that majority of the visitation ought to be done by the deacon. deacons and by the members of the church this morning. Amen, that the man of God might give himself to the study and the feeding of the flock this morning. But that does not relinquish him from his duty this morning. Brother, as the last message said, to go out and to visit with those that are sick and those that are shut in and those that are backslidden, those that are still lost and undone this morning. I believe the man of God ought to be faithful in all areas this morning. Amen. He ought to be faithful to the church. He ought to be faithful to his spouse. He ought to be faithful in the service of the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to say first of all, that the man of God is chosen this morning. There are no volunteers in God's army this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the preaching of the word of God, the pastor, the man of God, has a calling on his life this morning. Brother, you can't just get up one day and decide you're going to go in the ministry. You just can't look through a college curriculum and say, I believe I'll choose a ministry to go into. Mama can't change you. Daddy can't choose you. And bless God, don't you left that church. Dear friend, just because you're a good Sunday school teacher, just because you're a good orator, don't you let them say, God, I must be calling you to preach. Brother, if God calls you, he'll let you know. Unmistakably, absolutely. Brother, he'll let you know you've been chosen, that his hand has been put upon you. Dear friend, the Bible said he'll call you from your mother's womb. Amen. Dear friend, the calling this morning, the apostle, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the pastors. Amen. God called Moses. God called David. God called Gideon and Elijah and Hosea, Nehemiah, Peter, Paul. God called all of them. Brother, they didn't just decide, dear friend, to go into have the ministry this morning. Amen. I believe God's man ought to be consecrated, set apart, anointed. Amen. Paul's greatest fear was becoming a castaway. He said, lest when I preach to others, I myself, amen, dear friend, fall by the wayside. Man of God ought to be subject to his own preaching. Amen. And I think also the man of God needs to be clean. Amen. And I believe every Christian ought to be clean. Yes. Dear friend, that I think that the man of God ought to be the first in line. Amen. He's not above anyone else. Amen. He's not better than anyone else. Dear friend, but he ought to be clean. Thank God he ought to be an example, not only to his flock, but also to his family and his community, his co-workers. Amen. Dear friend, you ought to be able to compare, dear friend, a child of God to the man of God this morning. Dear friend, it's a shame. Brother, we've got a clan of men nowadays that don't care how they dress. Dear friend, that have no burden for their position. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, they'll send out resumes, and if they can get a better offer down the road, brother, they'll pack up and go. Amen. I always thought, brother, have that God to lay a church on your heart, and brother, give you a burden for it, and when he got ready for you to move, he'd move you. Amen. Dear friend, it's a shame nowadays you run into a pastor down at the local restaurant. Amen. And he's dressed like he's going down to the beach. Amen. Dear friend, and by the way, brother, dear friend, when you go on vacation, man of God, don't send back pictures on Facebook. You laying out like a beach swell. Bless God, not enough clothes on. We're always preaching to others. I think we need to heed our own preaching this morning. It's a shame the people in the community have seen so many scandals from the man of God. Dear friend, that they, dear friend, have no confidence. Amen. You can't even pass out a tract and invite folks to church, dear friend, without having to apologize for the last preacher. Dear friend, run off with somebody else's wife. Molested some young girl. Got caught with DUI. Dear friend, I believe the man of God ought to be the most dependable man in the community. Amen. The preacher ought to be the most honest citizen. Amen. Ought to pay his bills. Or to live right and dress right and set the example. Dear friend, no wonder people have no respect for the house of God when Bozo, dear friend's in charge of it this morning. I got news for you. You can get mad at me if you want to. Dear friend, a man with Bermuda shorts and flip-flops, I ain't going to pastor me, brother. A man that won't live about what he preaches not going to pastor me. Dear friend, a man, dear friend, that preached it one way years ago, but now he's changed. Dear friend, he's not going to pastor me. A man that had one wife 5 years ago, got another one now, ain't going to pastor me. A man that found a new interpretation of the Word of God, ain't going to pastor me, brother. The man of God ought to be dedicated to holy living. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, it was the high priest that entered in behind the veil in the temple, the tabernacle. And I know all that's been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I want to tell you how the Old Testament and the law is our schoolmaster and given to us for our example this morning. And that priest had to be clean, brother. Dear friend, before he stepped behind that veil, had to offer the sacrifice unto God, or God would strike him down. Amen. And so I believe God's man ought to be faithful in all things this morning. Number two, I think God's man ought to be fiery. Amen. I believe he ought to be a flame of fire. Amen. I think the Word of God ought to burn in his heart this morning. Now, I'm not talking about his style of delivery. Amen. Brother, not everybody's the same. God doesn't call everybody the same. Amen. There's some that holler, scream, jump, and shout, and sling slobber. I point their finger. There's some that hardly ever loosen their tie, raise their voice. Dear friend, but I think there's two standards. Dear friend, and that means they ought to be reading from the Word of God and preaching in the Spirit of God. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm not talking about their style this morning. Dear friend, I've heard preachers holler, scream, jump, and shout, never say anything. Amen. Dear friend, and I've had some of them, thank God. Dear friend, that got behind the pulpit. Dear friend, and hardly ever lifted their voice. But with the Spirit of God, they expounded from God's Word and blessed my soul. Amen. I just don't believe, dear friend, that Peter and John, dear friend, were the same type of preacher. Dear friend, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, dear friend, were two totally different prophets. Dear friend, that God used them this morning. But I'm talking about he ought to be anointed. I'm talking about he ought to have holy unction. I'm talking about when he gets in the pulpit. He ought not rely upon his education or his demeanor or his abilities or his talents. But thank God, rely upon the Spirit of God that through him I would fill him up and pour him out before the congregation. Amen. He ought to be fiery on the inside. Jeremiah said his words like a fire in my bones. Amen. Instead of just trying to fill up 30 minutes, thank God, just trying to get through the service. Brother, I'll tell you, why don't you get on your face and say, oh God, burn a message in my heart. Let me stand, whether I'm preaching to 5 or 500. And thank God, let me faithfully and fiery discharge the message from the Word of God this morning. Brother, if you don't believe it, dear friend, they're not going to believe it. If you're not inspired by it, they're not inspired by it. If you don't enjoy it, they won't enjoy it. Amen. God's men are to be fiery on the outside. Amen. Show up, turn loose. Don't be ashamed. Dear friend, Paul said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, it's all right to shed tears. It's all right to sling slobber. Amen. This this morning. How the Bible said, through the foolishness of preaching. Yes, it's foolish for a man to get up. I thank God this morning and preach like a wild Indian this morning. But God said, I've chosen that. Amen. To bring salvation to the hearts of men. Amen. Dear friend, the first desire in finding a pastor this morning. Amen. If you're looking for one church, he ought to be on fire. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you want the man of God to be on fire, the church ought to be on fire as well. Amen. You deacons, amen, you're supposed to be leaders in the church. Amen. That preacher ought not to be able to get many lines out without you saying, amen, preacher. Amen. Hold him up like Aaron and Hur. Get beside the man of God and hold his hands up. Amen. Don't you look around and see how things are going. Amen. You believe it, thank God, this morning. Back the preacher, amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, when he turns the heat on, brother, you ought to fan the flame. Thank God, you Sunday school teachers. Amen. Dear friend, when the invitation's given, if somebody in your class hits that aisle, you ought to be right behind them. Amen. Thank God, if they're not there, you ought to be the first one that calls them when you get home. Amen. The singers, brother, listen. Church is not just your show this morning. Amen. Hey, if you're going to sing specials, you ought to sing in the choir. Amen. Well, preacher, I don't like to get up and waste my voice. Well, bless your little old pea-picking heart. Amen. What you're saying is, you don't like to be in the number of the choir. You'd rather be in the spotlight where everybody can be focused on you. You ought to crawl under that altar this morning. Amen. Woo! Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, if you sit on the last pew, thank God this morning, you ought to back the preacher. Amen. Giving your undivided attention. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if we want fire out of the pulpit, there ought to be some fire in the pews. Amen. God's man ought to be founded this morning. Amen. I'm talking about, brother, he ought to have more than one message. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I know these, dear friend, quirks to every preacher. I know we all got sayings that we repeat. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, the man of God ought to be founded and grounded in the Word of God. He ought to be able to defend the church. He ought to be able, I thank God, to explain the doctrine of the church this morning. He doesn't know everything, brother. And there's lots of times folks ask questions I have to say. I'll have to go pray about and study about that, brother. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, the man of God ought to be, thank God, ready to defend the gospel this morning. Amen. He ought to be fearless. Isaiah 58, he said, cry loud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sins. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, he ought not to be worried about whether or not the church is going to run him off. He ought not be worried about whether or not, dear friend, he's going to offend anybody. Dear friend, now I'm not talking about preaching out of spite or anger. Dear friend, I'm talking about always preach out of love. Amen. I thank God this morning, John the Baptist, there'd been 400 years of silence. They hadn't heard from God. Dear friend, and here comes John saying, repent, repent. As far as I know, John only had two messages. I repent and don't commit adultery. Amen. But thank God he preached it with conviction. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, we don't need to get behind the pulpit, dear friend, and be full of jokes and reciting poems and giving illustrations. Nothing wrong with using one every once in a while, dear friend, but I'm telling you, we're to preach the Word of God this morning without fear of reservation. Amen. If they run us off, thank God. You just let God find you a better church. Amen. He ought to be fiery and fearless and founded this morning. Amen. We'll pick up next week, the Lord willing. Men of God, stand your ground and proclaim, thus saith the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. In Jesus' name, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.